Curtis Radio, making a gert big noise on DAB.
Talking of naughty, we've got Leo in. You all right, Leo?
Excuse me.
We've got a special guest just arrived. Think of some questions, Leo, that you want to ask Hannah. Hannah's been really busy. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. It has been a very busy summer, which is great, but it's also meant I haven't been able to pop in, which has been a shame. But I'm here now, so.
You look like you're in a music video now because we've got the fan on you. Yeah. Blowing your hair. It looks lovely. It's all flowing. Yeah.
Oh, I realise no one can see what I just did, but imagine Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah. So look, what have you been up to? Because I know there's a lot of stuff that you've been doing that's been raising money for Wessex Cancer Support.
So the big event that we've just done was Swim for Hope. And that's where we had 36 swimmers take on the swim from Hurst Spit to Colwell Bay, which is quite a difficult patch of water. It's, you know, there's a real fast tide there, which meant our swimmers had to be ready to swim at 20 to 6 in the morning. Which meant the kayakers and the boat support all had to be ready at about 4:30. So it was a early morning, but all of the training, all of the preparation, it really paid off, because those swimmers, not only did they achieve something incredible by doing that swim, but they've raised over £43,000 for Wessex Cancer Support. It's the most the event's ever made with less swimmers. So they have achieved something remarkable. And if you consider the Isle of Wight Centre takes over £400 a day to stay open, that is a lot of money for a
crikey.
Small charity. And there were so many people that played a part in that. I mean, we cannot thank enough, like the kayakers, the safety boats. So we had Freshwater Independent Lifeboat, Dave Lutus, who's part of the Isle of Wight Canoe Group. They're very supportive of it. We had the Needles Pleasure Cruise help get our island-based swimmers over to the Spit. Our sponsor, the wonderful Jamie at Renault Drain. Of course.
Jamie.
Yeah.
He's a real community guy.
He was also one of the kayakers. Like, he really gets involved in it. And then we had the lovely people at White Crystal donated water. So they all had a bottle of water. And Asda gave us donuts for the swimmers. So
nice. It was.
Can't go wrong with donuts.
Yeah. And do you know what was lovely about it? It was a real, what I call a community-spirited event. As the swimmers were coming out of the sea, you could see the relief, the achievement, the pride. And, they, you know, people's families turned out to cheer them on. But then dog walkers just stopped and they stayed to cheer. People came out of the holiday lets and came and cheered and made it
brilliant.
Quite a spectacle. So, yeah, it was incredible. Obviously, an event like that takes a lot. There's a lot of health and safety implications. You have to make sure you cross all the T's, dot all the I's. But it was incredible, and I'm still reeling over the amount that they raised. It's just incredible.
Go on, how much? Again?
£43,000.
Incredible.
Yeah.
That is an incredible amount of money.
Well,
sounds like a lovely atmosphere. And you did this for the very first time.
Yes, yeah, so Wessex have been doing it for a number of years. This was the sixth year, but I started with the charity September of last year. And since I started, my lovely previous line manager left, and she had, you know, previously done the event. So I was sort of there.
Chucked in the deep end, so to speak. Yeah.
I did have, so there's a wonderful lady called Michelle Salisbury, and she is a sea swimmer herself. And it was very much like her brainchild. She's also one of our volunteers. So I did have her to lean on quite heavily in terms of knowing just what this event looks like and what it needs to look like. So without her, I think I would have been really, really stuck. But yeah, it was very daunting, but I'm really pleased with how it went, and now I'm just so excited to launch next year's one. So.
Wow. You'll come back and do that at some point.
Yes.
Very soon, I would imagine.
Yes.
£43,000, that's a massive amount of money. Well done, you. And everyone survived, didn't they?
And everyone finished, yes, they did. And everyone finished the crossing as well. No one had to be pulled out of the water.
Fantastic. So. Well done, everyone.
Yeah.
What else you been up to then?
So we're getting ready for the Dragon Boat Race. We are still looking for teams. So if you want to come and compete in the Dragon Boat Race, please do get in touch. It's at Island Harbour. And we have 9 teams that compete throughout the day, and then the finalists go head-to-head. Last year's champions were WH Brading. They are returning this year, so someone needs to come and knock them off the top spot.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. But it is such a great day. You know, we have things like there's music going, there's a tombola, we have catering. This year we're hoping the Cockle will do the catering because they're there, they're open, they're ready to go, which is wonderful. We just really need more teams. But last year, despite the fact it was the wettest day of the year, it was electric. I mean, not literally, that would have been a disaster, but it was amazing, like the feeling. And I hadn't actually officially started with Wessex by then. I went along as a volunteer to see what I was letting myself in for and I got very wet, but it was, yeah, amazing. So we're working on that. That's at the end of September. And then I'm very excited to say that our drive-in cinema is coming back.
Wow. So where does this happen and when?
So the drive-in cinema is going to be this year. It's the last week of November. So it's the 27th to the 29th, so the final weekend, actually, in November. Happens at Robin Hill. Last year, it raised about £20,000 for the charity. And basically, you come in your car. We will give you a frequency, like an FM frequency, DAB. You plug that into your car radio and you listen to the film from the comfort of your car. And this year we've got films such as The Nightmare Before Christmas, The Muppets Christmas Carol, White Christmas, a whole range of festive favourites. So the tickets will be going live soon. We're just finalising some of the licensing. So again, something like this takes quite a lot of work in the background, but last year it was my first proper event and I loved it. The feeling was wonderful. Again, there's catering, you know, there's all sorts. So
it's, do you have people there that's like cleaning people's windscreens? Because I'm guessing they're all sat in the car, aren't they? If you've got a filthy windscreen.
Yeah. So do you know what? No, we don't. We do have recovery service though. So Bartlett's, who are actually very kindly sponsoring the event, them and Hose Roads Dixon. Bartlett's actually stay for the event to then help jumpstart any cars that might have, gone to sleep during the film. Last year we had a couple, but Bartlett's were right there to help get them out.
Do you know what I reckon if you used to get a couple of people to donate their time and free, and they got some buckets and they got some squidgies and so on, you could make a few extra quid with people dirty windscreens. Couldn't you? It's easy enough. We had a couple of young girls knock on the door yesterday about 7:30 saying, can we clean your car for £6?
Oh God.
I said, sorry, my car's not worth £6. No. Quid. Unfortunately. What else is coming? Anything else?
So those are the big ones. So the Dragon Boat and the Drive-In Cinema. Last year, the Drive-In Cinema was really popular. So when it does go live, we do encourage people to book their cars in. And then there's lots of the smaller community things going on. You know, we've still got our bucket collections. You'll see Wally, our mascot, the big rainbow lion. And this weekend, we're really excited because Wessex Cancer Support is the official charity of the Scooter Rally. We will have bucket collectors down by the pavilion next to the Scooter Rally pop-up. And the Scooter Rally also will be donating some of their profits to Wessex. They did the same with Lambretta weekend as well, so they've been a real big supporter of Wessex. So if you are heading to ride, I know there's lots going on this weekend, you will see Wessex there along with the scooters. Saturday will be there from 12 and then Sunday will be there from 11.
Isn't it all mixed in with Isle of Wight Day as well?
And Ticket to Ride, there's a lot going on. And I know that Ticket to Ride, their charity is the Alzheimer's Cafe, so they'll also be in Ride, another fantastic cause. But yeah, we will be there and our mascot, Wally the Lion, will be there as well. Always very popular with both children and adults alike.
Excellent. Good stuff. Well, it's good to see you back at the studio.
Yeah.
And I know Leo's itching for... He's got a question, I'm sure. I think he's got half a dozen.
I really haven't got that many, but okay. I was just gonna say before I ask my question, like, all those things you're doing sound like obviously are really good for Wessex, but also they sound really good for the community, getting the community together, and also it's, as I said, for a good cause. So yeah, and also, so you mentioned you're still looking for teams for the boat challenge. Mm-hmm. So Is it many more teams or just a few?
Yeah, so we can have 9 teams. Ideally, okay. We want 9 teams. We've got 4 at the moment. Okay. So, yes, anyone okay. out there that would like to join in.
So how many goes in a
so
how many
so
goes
it's
in a team?
11. 11 people in a team. You have 10 paddlers, rowers, and one drummer. They get very mad when you use the wrong terminology.
Are they called paddlers?
I don't know. I think it's paddling, not rowing.
No,
yeah,
right, okay.
I think. Oh, gosh. But you can have you can do it with a minimum of 8 people. And if you have dropouts on the day, then we volunteer and help. So.
Oh, right. Okay. Any more, Leo?
No, that was all.
Oh, good question. Thank
you
for those.
And
thank you for those.
I think you hit the nail on the head with community, because that's what Wessex is. It is a community.
Yeah.
So being able to reflect that in the events that we do is really important to us.
Okay, look, some things that obviously happened in the last 24 hours, I know, with the passing of Dolly Parton, I know that she was struck down by cancer just a little while ago. It's probably a good opportunity that to say that, you know, if people, the reasons why you set up is to help people that have been affected by cancer. So who and how do they get hold of you?
So there's a couple of ways. If you are affected by cancer, and by that we don't just mean the person with the diagnosis, it could be family member, loved one, caregiver. If you feel like you could use some emotional well-being support that's free, you can pop along to our Cancer Support Centre in Lugley Street. We are open Tuesday through to Friday. Or you can go to our website at wessexcancer.org.uk, got it right this time, and find our contact details on there. That will have our centre email. It will have our centre phone number as well. So, yeah, there's a number of ways. But just do pop in. You don't have to sign on to our services. You can just come in for a cup of tea and a chat. We always have biscuits. And the team that are there are wonderful. They're all volunteers that have in some way been touched by cancer, so they know that every journey is different, and they're there to listen. And then if you do want to sign on, we offer services such as massage, Reiki, reflexology, hypnotherapy, like facials. There's all sorts things that target emotional well-being, one-to-one counselling. There's a sound bath going on there at the moment. So yeah, there's all sorts.
What's a sound bath?
So you're in a room filled with a number of instruments, sort of gongs, drums, right, that sort of thing, and the idea is the vibrations of the music and the sound of the music is meant to be very therapeutic, very calming. It's meant to be a very cathartic experience. So
I've tried to go to one like a few times, and every time there's something else that means I can't go.
I have done it with them. There was a space and I fell asleep and I was really embarrassed, but apparently that's okay. That's a good thing.
Oh, I need to get one of them in the
picture.
Hey, look, Hannah, it's lovely to see you again, and congratulations on all the wonderful work
that you've done
and the amazing total you got. 43 grand, that's a load of money.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
See you in a month.
Yes, see you in a month.